Is nothing going as planned? I mean, there are moments you think, really? I mean, I thought it couldn't get any worse, and then it does. There are seasons we must simply put one foot in front of the other. If you're having one of those days today, stop for a minute, take a deep breath, remember what is true. You are loved. You are not defined by your circumstance, but you are in good company. Trials, pain, and struggle are simply a part of this broken world we live in. It doesn't mean God doesn't love you when life gets turned upside down. Quite the opposite, actually, because it's through the struggle we discover more of God's love and care if we lean into Him through it. Anytime I begin to go down a woe is me road, I look to the Apostle Paul. His life in Christ was full of purpose as well as pain. But there was something different about Paul. Let's look first at his resume of suffering. 2 Corinthians 11:24. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Does your day look a little better now? Yeah, mine too. So, on my worst day, I haven't endured what Paul did. Beatings, stonings, shipwrecks, lost at sea, bandits, danger, danger, and more danger. Add to that the pressure and his concern for all the churches. Pastors and leaders, you know this deep concern as well. So when the weight of the world feels like it's on your shoulders and life is coming at you from all sorts of directions, what can we learn from Paul? He lists all the pains. So how did he walk through it without cursing God, giving up, and walking away? His strength can be summed up in one word: integration. Dr. David Jeremiah explains it this way. When we integrate our agenda with God's agenda, making them one agenda under Him, we remove most of the sources of stress in this life. God has a plan that can grow us so strong that we will have victory whenever stress comes. If our agenda is outside of His, that's where the chaos comes in, because we haven't surrendered to His will over our own. It's all about integrating the inner person with the outer person. We must build up the inner person, our spirit, to a position of strength. Paul was integrated fully with the Lord's will for his life. He didn't question his circumstance. He simply ran his race. His spiritual armor was already in place, and he was equipped for the battles he had to face. Before the trials come, before the waves rise against us, is when we need to be in prayer, in the Word, and growing deeper in our faith to be able and ready to walk through the fires of life. Don't wait to integrate your heart and life to Jesus at the moment the wave crashes against you. Ready yourself now. Align your life to His will. Fully surrender your heart. And when all the pains and battles of life come your way, you will find strength like Paul did in the words of Jesus. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. His strength, His will, His plan, His purpose. When that's my focus, even if things aren't going right, I can trust God is still with me and very much in control. That's the truth. Strengthen your spirit today. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds it, and that gives me peace. I'm Lori Klein.